Welcome, B2B Copywriters. This is Charlotte Crockett, and today I'm joined by B2B copywriting expert Steve Sloan-White. I expect that most of you on this call own at least one of Steve's programs, such as Secrets to Writing High-Performance B2B Copy or Getting B2B Clients, How to Land Great Clients Fast in Just 6 Easy Steps. If you haven't already, they are, of course, available on the AWA website, and I highly recommend them. Steve got his start in sales, but quickly discovered the power of written sales copy and transitioned to a self-employed copywriter, marketing consultant, author, and speaker. He recently led the B2B Copywriting Intensive and has been instrumental in the success of many B2B copywriters. Today, Steve will share his foolproof strategies for picking the right target market for your B2B copywriting business, as well as answering some of your questions. Welcome, Steve. We're very happy to have you.
Well, thank you very much, Charlotte. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad we're getting started. And what I want to talk to everyone today about is this whole idea of finding or picking your niche market. And I know that that is something that a lot of copywriters get stuck on, whether they're just starting their business or even those who have been in the business for a little while and want to change their focus in that. And people really get stuck on this, you know, what is the best niche market for me? So what I want to do is give you some information on what a niche market actually is, because there's actually some confusion out there as to what it is, and then to walk everybody through a process that'll help them narrow their focus on which niche market that they should be focusing on in their copywriting business. In fact, hopefully some of you on the call going through this process today will arrive at a niche market that makes the most sense for you, and that'd be wonderful. For others, you may have to go through this process two or three times, but it is a very good process to help you evaluate niche markets and determine which one is probably a good fit for you. So let's get started. Now, you've probably heard from many people that you should focus on a niche market. Because if you focus on a particular niche market, then you know, there's a lot of advantages there. You eliminate a lot of competition because you're focusing on a very narrow niche market where there, you may not compete with that many copywriters. You take advantage of the grapevine within a niche market that naturally occurs. Clients talk to each other within a niche market and share information on who the best designers are and who the best copywriters are. So you get more word of mouth more quickly when you focus on a niche market. When you focus on a narrow niche market, you're able to see opportunities to promote yourself more effectively because you're just focusing on that niche market. You spend less time, less money, less energy on marketing and promoting yourself. And also, it gets you out of that commodity category. You're not just a copywriter that can write everything. You're a copywriter who specializes in the logistics and transportation industry, for example. So you know logistics and transportation. You know companies in that market. You know their products and services. You're a specialist. And as a specialist, you're really only competing with those handful of other specialists who also target that market. So your competition is much lower. You know, you're not a commodity. You're a specialist. You can charge much higher fees. So there's one benefit after another when you focus on a narrow niche market. But I think the most important advantages of focusing on a niche market is clarity and momentum. There is an energy that you get when you know where you're focusing your business, when you know what kind of companies are going to make the best clients for you and you know how to go out and get them. There is a real clarity and momentum that comes with that. When you try to be a jack-of-all-trades copywriter and you're marketing to everyone, it can be very confusing. You never really know what to do next. But if you're marketing to a very narrow niche market like transportation and logistics, for example, then you know who you have to contact if you want to get more prospects. You contact some more transportation and logistics companies. They're easy to find. You know, you're just so focused. So that is the advantage of a niche market, and that's what I want to talk to you about today. Now, like I said, a lot of copywriters get stuck on this step. And I think the reason, perhaps, is even the word niche seems so permanent. It seems like it's a lifetime decision that you're making here. And it really isn't. In fact, if it's helpful to you, don't call it a niche. Instead, just call it a focus. And ask yourself, what kind of companies am I going to focus on in my business? What type of companies does it make sense for me to focus on? It's really just a focus, and that's all it is. Your focus as you grow your copywriting business may change. It's very normal for someone to be focusing on one type of company when they start their business, but as they grow their business, they realize another type of company makes more sense, and they shift a little bit towards another focus or another niche. Okay, so I'm going to use the word niche, but think of the word focus, because I think that's more comfortable for people, and I think, you know, that helps you get unstuck and move on. I actually have spoken to copywriters who have not gotten their copywriting business started, and months and months and months have gone by. And the reason is, you know, they tell me, Steve, I just can't find my niche. I just can't pick a niche. I mean, that's awful. You know, you want it. You don't let this get in the way of starting and growing your business, for goodness sake. It's just a focus. Where are you? Which type of companies are you going to focus your energies on and focus your marketing on? That's all it is. Now, before I get into this process, I want to define exactly what a niche market is. I think some people confuse a niche market with a specialty, and those two words aren't actually interchangeable, at least not completely interchangeable. For example, you could specialize in writing white papers. You could be a white paper writer or a white paper specialist. But even if you specialize in white papers, you still need to focus on particular types of companies. You still need to have a niche market that you're focusing on. You might be a white paper writer who focuses on, well, transportation and logistics companies. Or you might be a white paper writer who focuses on data processing companies. Or both, you know, some specialists, people who are project specialists like white paper writers or case study writers or email marketing specialists, they sometimes will focus on two or three niche markets. And they can get away with it because they're already specialized in a project. But so if you're a specialist in a particular type of project, you still need to find a niche or pick a niche market, pick a focus. You need to find that niche market. And here's something else about a niche market. Usually a niche market is a type of industry, transportation industry, data processing industry, travel industry, consulting industry, law firm industry. Those are all examples of niche markets. But a niche market isn't always defined by industry. Sometimes it's defined in other ways. For example, your local market can be described as a niche market. If you, let's say you live in Calgary, for example, Calgary, Alberta. It's a big business center. Your focus could be marketing managers of local business-to-business companies in Calgary. That could be your niche market, and it crosses multiple industries, but your niche is that you deal locally with marketing managers of B2B companies in Calgary. Okay, a lot of copywriters don't think of the local market as a viable niche market, but if you're in a city or near a city or near a major business center, you know, you have a serious competitive advantage because you are local. And you can potentially see clients face-to-face, and that's meaningful to a lot of clients. So consider the local market as a possible niche market for you. It can make sense. Also, some people specialize actually in associations, believe it or not. I know someone who is very active in the American Marketing Association. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, so her niche market is, you know, she's very active in the American Marketing Association. Her niche market are members of the American Marketing Association. She spends all her time getting well known to members of the AMA. Okay, and as a result, she gets quite a bit of business because she's focused. She knows where she's focused. Remember, a niche is a focus, and she's focused on AMA members. Okay, so niche markets are almost always an industry, but sometimes they can be defined in other ways. Local market, association market, and even some other ways. Now, how do you know when you have a niche market? Or how do you know when a niche market is a niche market? Here's my test. When you have a clear picture, or if you can clearly describe who your target prospect is, who that person is, then you have a niche market. If you can clearly describe who your prospect is. So, for example, your prospect could be marketing managers of B2B companies in the Atlanta area. Okay, that's a very clearly defined niche market. You know exactly, you have a clear picture of who your target prospect is. It's a marketing manager in Atlanta, and she or he is a marketing manager of a B2B company. It's a very clear picture of your prospect. That's a niche. It could be, another example could be owners of adventure travel companies with $1 million or more in sales. Okay? So you have a very clear picture of who your target prospect is. So that is a niche market. Now, if you have some sort of foggy niche market, like if you say your niche market are green companies that produce environmentally friendly products, that's way too vague. Who is your target market? Is it marketing managers of those companies? What type of companies? What industries are they in? What type of products do they make specifically? Are you dealing with the owners or marketing managers? Who is the picture of your target market? So that niche is not clear enough. You need to be crystal clear of who your target market is. And you know that your niche market is crystal clear when you can describe clearly who your target prospect is, who that potential client is that you're going to contact that is going to hire your copywriting services. Okay, so I give you some insights on what I think is a niche market. Now let me move on here. And what I want to do is take you through a process, just a series of questions that's going to help you define which niche markets make the most sense for you. We may actually get down to a point where you actually pick a niche market. Wouldn't that be great? But at least we're going to try to whittle down the list down to one or two good possibilities for you. So here's the step-by-step process. And if you have your computer open or if you have a notepad and pencil or pen to do this exercise while I'm going over it with you on this teleclass, even better. Okay? So let's get started. So step number one in finding your niche is to make a list of all the possible niche markets you can think of that in any way at all might make sense to you or you might want to write for. Okay, make a long list of potential niche markets. Don't try to evaluate these niche markets. Don't write one down and go, no, that wouldn't be for me. No, just forget about evaluation. Just be free and write down all the different types of companies that you think might be, for any reason at all, may potentially be a good niche market for you. So you might have the travel industry, the natural health industry, the local companies in the Seattle area, small businesses that provide consulting services, and you can list them on and on and on, of the different types of companies that you think might be, that you might like to write for, that might be a good niche market for you, that make any sense at all. That might be a good niche market for you. And make this list as long as you possibly can. You know, you could have, professional speakers could be a niche market. Software, maybe different types of software, ERP software, online software, time management software. You know, just make this list as long as possible. If you want to... Now, what I want to do is share a website with you that will help you generate some ideas for a niche market. If you're online now, or if not, just write down this web address. It's infousa.com. That's infousa.com. That actually is a mailing list company. But they have a tool on there that will help you see a listing of all the different types of companies. So if you go to infousa.com, and I believe it's on the left side, you'll see a button that says, build a business list. Click on that button, And then on the next screen, you'll see a tool that'll help that list all the different industries in business. And there are thousands of them. It's the SIC codes. And if you use that tool, you can very quickly come up with a list of possibilities that perhaps you haven't even thought of before. So it's a great tool for brainstorming potential niche markets that might be a good fit for you. So I encourage you to use it. It's a free tool, at least free for now. It's at infousa.com. So make that list. And Charlotte, if you're still there, do we have the operator on yet? Is there any chance we could open it up for questions at this point, or should I move on?
We should have an operator. Alicia, are you there?
Yes.
All right, wonderful. If you could let people know how to queue up for a question, that would be great.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad.
That's great. So I'd like to open up the call for questions right now. Specifically, I'd like to know, I know I went to this brainstorm part pretty quickly. You may be spending an hour on this. But, you know, if you've come up with some possibilities already, some niche possibilities already, and you have a question about those niche markets or wondering if they're viable, please let me know. Or if you have a question about what I covered so far, please let me know by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. So any questions?
We do have a question. Caller, please state your name. Caller, and can you please state your name?
Pamela DeLoach.
Hi, this is Steve. Go ahead.
Hi there. I was calling. I had sent an email saying I was looking at shopper marketing technology.
Yes, I got your email, in fact.
Okay. So just curious to see what you think about that and how much my question is really, you know, how in-depth does my knowledge need to be about that before I can really claim it as a focus?
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I got your email on that. Thanks for sending. I was going to deal with this question later on, but I'll deal with it right now. So what you like to do is write content-oriented pieces, right? Case studies, articles, white paper, perhaps a web copy for the shopper marketing technology market. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
That's a growing industry. It's a growing technology industry. There's lots and lots and lots of companies in that space. They're B2B. So, you know, you're right on when you say, you know, case studies, articles, white papers, those types of companies are going to need that kind of stuff. And how much expertise do you need? Well, you know, it's as we're going to discuss in just a moment, it'd be great if you had some contacts in that industry, or you've worked in one of those companies before, or you had some knowledge or something like that. That's definitely going to give you a head start. But you don't need to. People start in brand new niche markets all the time. Okay. This is a very viable, a very good copywriting market. What I would suggest you do is just focus on it and start, you know. Explore the different websites of companies in that market to get a feel for how they're marketing themselves. And just go for it. You have a bit of a learning curve because you want to learn how these companies specifically market themselves. And maybe there's some issues that they have with marketing and selling that you're not aware of now, but you might find out later. Maybe it's you know, a lot of companies suffer from a long sales cycle and they want to shorten it, you know, and they're hoping that, you know, very good email copy will help, things like that, things you might discover as you get into it. But get into it. Just start focusing on these companies and be that, you know, copywriter for the shopper marketing technology market. And you'll quickly, you'll go up a bit of a learning curve, but I suspect for you it'll be very quick.
Okay.
Do you have any other reservations about going into this market besides, you know, having to kind of start from scratch and quickly move on?
No. I think that, you know, again, the technology, because I want to do case studies and really everything I've learned is that you want to go to an industry that's not not necessarily self-evident. You have to provide the education, you know, to help people understand that that's why they should invest that much money. I'm not strong in technology, but the shopper market technology is a little bit more understandable to me. I can see how it's being used. I have a marketing background, so it's just more intuitive to me.
Well, you're right on. They have I don't write for this market myself, so I don't know, but I'm guessing they probably have a long sales cycle, you know, to buy this technology. So because there's a long sales cycle, there's a lot of marketing materials needed throughout that sales
right.
cycle, you know, from one sheets and white papers and emails and letters and all kinds of stuff. But also it's a type of product that needs a lot of explaining
right.
and a lot of proof. So therefore a lot of content. Okay.
Great.
So it's actually a perfect setup for a writer if you're interested in that market. So if I were you, I would just go for it.
All right. I will. Yeah. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Anybody else have a question or want to share a niche market they have a question about?
Yes, we do. There's one more question in queue. Caller in queue, please say your name. Looks like we don't have any more questions.
Okay, so let's move on. So that's the first thing you need to do is just to brainstorm. Just to brainstorm a long list of possibilities and just be very free about it and make no judgments. Just make a long list of possibilities. Now, the next thing you want to do is you want to find out if a particular niche market has a demand for copywriting services. And this is very, very important. I can't emphasize this enough. There needs to be a demand for copywriting services, preferably a high demand for copywriting services in a niche market. If there isn't a demand, then you'll just be banging your head against the wall because no one needs copywriting services in that market. You want to focus on those niche markets where there are marketing managers and business owners who are, I'm not going to say desperate, but you know, really have a high need. They really need copywriting help. I talked with just a moment ago, Pamela, focusing on the shopper marketing technology market. Those types of companies, more than likely, there'll be a high demand for copywriting services because a lot of marketing materials are needed. There's a lot of in-depth writing needed in order to sell those types of products. So they need good copywriting help. It's probably a high demand for copywriting services in that market niche. So that's what you need to determine, if there's a high demand. Now, how do you find out if there's a high demand? Well, it's very simple. And here's a technique that I use that works quite well. First of all, you pick a niche market that you suspect might be a good match for you, but you want to find out if there's going to be a demand for copywriting services in that niche. And then visit a cross-section of company websites in that niche market, at least 6, maybe even 10, just to be sure. And then when you visit those websites, explore the websites and try to get a sense of whether they do a lot of marketing. Try to get a sense of whether they produce a lot of content and produce a lot of sales materials that need to be written on an ongoing basis. Because you'll find that companies that make, where there's a high demand, usually produce a lot of written marketing communications to sell their products and services. They're constantly churning out ads and newsletters and case studies, and they're just constantly producing marketing in order to sell their products and services. Let me give you an example. For those of you who happen to be on the Internet, you can go to roadnet.com, R-O-A-D-N-E-T.com. This is a logistics company. Now, if you have logistics companies on your list, transportation and logistics companies, and you're wondering if it's a viable market, if there's going to be a high demand for copywriting services, just go on their website and just take a look around. I'm on the website right now. And I just at a glance, it seems like they do a lot of marketing. They got a lot of things on their nav bar. In fact, they have case studies, a separate case study link on their nav bar, case studies by product, case studies by industry. So guess what? They get case studies written, and they probably don't do those case studies themselves. They probably use a writer. And if you look under products, they got about 10, 15 products. And if you pick any, click the link for any one of those products, as I'm doing now, for each of those products, hey, look, there's a case study for the product. There's a long product description. The product has a whole bunch of different categories with more web pages. There must be, 300-400 web pages of product descriptions on this website alone. So judging by roadnet.com, that's just one site, I get a sense that they produce a lot of written marketing materials and web marketing materials to sell their products and services. So there's probably a strong demand for copywriting services. Now, if I had, let's say, sheet metal shops on my list and thinking, I wonder if I should be writing for sheet metal shops. And I look at a few websites of sheet metal shops. I don't have any examples to give you, but you can check it out yourself. You'll probably find that most sheet metal shops don't do a lot of marketing. They probably have a website that has just 3 or 4 pages on it, maybe pictures and technical specs of a few of their products, and that's about it. You know, they may run a couple of ads every now and then, but that's about it. They don't do a lot of marketing, and therefore, sheet metal shops are probably not a good niche. There's not a strong demand for copywriting services. So what you want to do is focus on those types of companies that produce a lot of written marketing communications, like RoadNet Technologies, for example. Because, you know, that's where the demand is, and you won't be banging your head against the wall. So there must be a demand for copywriting services in the niche market that you're targeting. That is so important. So before picking a niche market, do that research. Visit a cross-section of companies in that niche market and look around their websites and make an intelligent judgment of whether you think they produce a lot of marketing or not. Okay. So that is the step number 2 in finding your niche market. If you see some niche markets for which there is no demand for copywriting services, no matter how much you want to write for those niche markets, cross them off. It's not a good business decision for you to focus on those markets. There's no work there for you. Focus on the markets where there's high demand. So let's take a look at step number 3. Okay, now you have hopefully a much shorter list of potential niche markets. You started off with a long brainstorming list, then you've knocked off those potential niche markets for which there is very little or no demand for copywriting services, so you have a much shorter list. Now let's go to question number 3. Here's a question to ask yourself. Do prospects in that market come together somehow as a community? Do they come together as a group? I was talking to a copywriter a few months ago, and she wanted to write for companies that export to China because she happens to speak Mandarin as well, fluently, and she thought that'd be a good niche for her. But I had to ask her, I said, you know, is there an association of marketing managers who work for companies that export to China? I mean, do your prospects come together as a group like that? And she couldn't find anything like that. So they don't come together as a group, so how is she going to reach these people? Well, if prospects in your target market don't come together as a group, then the only way to reach them is find them one at a time and then contact them one at a time. So you've got to build a prospect list and contact them one at a time. That's the only way you can do it, and that's a long, arduous process. It's not impossible. I know people who have been very successful in a niche market where the only way they can reach them is to build a prospect list and you know, contact them one at a time. But I'm here to tell you, it's a time-consuming process, okay? It's much better if you're focused on a niche market where they come together as a group somehow. You know, there's an industry association that you could join or become involved in somehow. There is a LinkedIn group, for example, where they may, you know, members of that particular niche market talk to each other. Maybe they have a magazine or newsletter that everybody reads. There's a trade show every year that everybody goes to in that industry. If there's things like that, then those give you opportunities to get in front of a lot of your prospects. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you wanted to target professional speakers. These are people who do workshops and keynotes all over the place, you know, sales training speakers, leadership speakers, motivational speakers. That actually is a very hot market for copywriters, believe it or not, because those folks have money and they're also constantly promoting their speaking services and their workshops, so they need good copywriting. So, you know, do professional speakers come together as a group? Well, they do. There is a National Speakers Association. So you could join the local chapter of the National Speakers Association, and in one evening at a chapter meeting, you could meet potentially a dozen or so potential clients for your services. You could write articles for the National Speakers Association newsletter and be exposed to thousands of potential clients that way. You could attend their annual convention and potentially meet dozens and dozens of potential clients. There's all kinds of opportunities that will present themselves to reach your target market quickly, and reach many potential clients for your services simply because your prospects come together as a community in some way, okay? So when looking at your list of niche markets, look at each one and do some research and ask yourself, do these prospects in this market, do they come together somehow as a community? Is there an association they all belong to? Is there a LinkedIn group? Is there a trade show? And don't forget publications. They may, members of a particular niche market may not come together at a trade show every year or belong to the same professional association, but they may read the same publication. Give an example, consulting firms. Marketing people at consulting firms often read an online publication called raintoday.com. So if you know that, then there's many opportunities to leverage the fact that these people read raintoday.com in order to get in front of your target market. You could contribute an article on copywriting to raintoday.com. Raintoday.com promotes webinars and teleclasses. Perhaps you can be a guest speaker. There's many, many other ways that you can take advantage of the fact that consultants read that publication and therefore kind of come together as a community of readers in order to reach your target market. So if your target market comes together as a community, it's just so much easier to reach them. At this point, before I move on to the next step, I just want to open it up for questions again, because this is an issue that I think some people struggle with sometimes is whether their niche market comes together as a community or not. So if anybody has a question, please press star one.
We do have a couple of questions in
queue. Go ahead.
Caller in queue, please state your name. Hi, did you have a question? Please state your name.
Yeah, Jeff Soufan.
Okay,
hi, Jeff. Go ahead.
I was wondering what your thoughts are with regard to the legal industry.
Law firms?
Yeah, anything having to do with lawyers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very good niche market. I know a few copywriters and writers who are active in that market, working with law firms in the area of law firm marketing and communications. Law firms increasingly, like most professional services firms, increasingly have to position themselves as experts. And in order to do that, they need to be very active on social media. They need to have a regular newsletter. They may need to have a special report written. They may need a lot of content. Now, law firm marketers don't necessarily call this marketing. In fact, some law firms don't like the word marketing, but that's what they're doing when they're creating content. It's a great market for copywriters. Do you have a law firm business background?
Well, I'm an attorney, so I've got.
Oh, okay, okay. One quirky difference is in pricing, and I've talked to a few copywriters who specialize in law firms. Most of the time, I often recommend that people price projects by the project. So, if you're going to write someone's website, you estimate how many pages and things of that nature, and you give them one project price. With law firms, however, I find that they prefer to be billed by the hour and with an estimate of how many hours. And I think the reason is that lawyers are used to billing by the hour. So you're speaking their language when you also bill by the hour.
Right.
Okay. That's the only quirky difference, but a good market. And with your background as a lawyer, I mean, you have a huge head start into that market, frankly.
Right. Okay.
So anyone else have a question? Just press star one.
All right. Caller in queue, please state your name.
Natalie.
Okay, hi, Natalie. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just wondering about people with academic backgrounds rather than marketing and business and so forth. I've been an academic, if you like, for many, many years, especially in the musicology area, written dissertations, articles, lectures, this sort of thing.
Okay.
And also music teaching and anything else musical you could do. What about people with academic backgrounds such as this and something like music?
Yeah, I can't think of a potential niche market off the top of my head that that relates to music. Obviously, there's a business-to-business side of music, but I'm not sure if those type of companies produce a lot of written marketing communications on an ongoing basis to sell those products. But I could be wrong. I mean, there could be some areas you might consider looking at are training schools, music schools, those that have to do a lot of marketing to fill their programs and get students. It's not necessarily B2B, that's B2C, but that could be a very natural niche market for you. You also have to, one thing, I know a lot of academics who have got into copywriting, and they come at it as very experienced writers. However, you need to switch your style from, of course, the academic style to more conversational style, casual style.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I've taken your case studies course, and it was very, very helpful. And
okay, so you know. So that's the one switch you got to make. But, you know, don't discount that writing experience that you have. Most academics have a ton of writing experience, and they usually are very comfortable slipping into the kind of casual, business casual writing style, and they tend to do very well, especially with content. Okay, so even if you don't focus on a niche market that has something to do with music, you probably can do very well because you have the writing chops.
Yes, I'm mainly interested in, well, the case studies and the white papers, because that's a bit more sort of research.
You're absolutely right. And with your academic background, that's something else you could play up, especially with white papers, because white papers require, just like you said, research, interviewing, getting the facts. And a lot of white papers, especially in technology companies, are research-based anyway. You know, you're accessing research, you're quoting research, just like you would if you're writing a research paper.
Right.
But the writing style is different. Format and writing style
yes.
is different. That's what you have to watch out for. But, yeah, I think you can do very well.
Okay,
so then. Don't get hung up on focusing on music-oriented companies. Oh. Explore outside that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I have other interests, of course, as well. Travel, foreign languages, this sort of thing.
Oh, there you go,
So I could look into those as well, yeah.
Great. Anybody else have a question before I move on?
We do. Caller, please state your name.
Linda.
Hello. Oh, Linda, go ahead.
I have background in alternative medicine. Mm-hmm. I was a dental hygienist for a lot of years, but I, on the side, worked for someone who was an acupuncturist, naturopath, homeopath.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know a lot about alternative medicine since it was a 20-plus year thing that I was exposed in.
Are you interested in writing for that industry?
Yeah.
Well, it's a huge industry.
Right. And so I kind of like the really natural thing as far as like homeopathics, spagyrics, some of those kind of things. And I'm not sure even how much the public is knowledgeable about that.
Well, that's exactly why they need good copywriters. The alternative health industry is a pretty hot market for copywriters. You could write for practitioners and their business,
okay.
explaining their services, especially someone like a holistic coach or something like that, where people may not immediately understand what they do and what the benefits are. But also alternative health products in the area of nutraceuticals is huge for copywriters. Related services to the natural health industry. It's a big industry, and if you have a passion for it and a knowledge for it, and you also have that 20 years experience at it, you could probably do very, very well. And there's actually some niche markets within alternative health itself. But what I would do is right now focus on alternative health, and then maybe you might want to further narrow your focus as your business grows.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's a viable market. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
There are no more questions. Thank you.
No more questions? Okay, so let's move on. So the next step, once you've you got a good idea that there's a demand, and you've determined whether this target market comes together as a community, so they're a little bit easier to reach. One thing you want to think about is, is the target market large enough for your business? Is there enough people in that business, in that target market to sustain you? I was talking with a copywriter, I remember, a few months ago, and we were chatting on the phone, and he said, you know, I want to focus on companies that make sports timekeeping and measurement software for athletic events. And I thought to myself, whoa, how many of those are, is there even five companies that it seems so narrow. Is there even five companies that makes, you know, timekeeping software for athletic events? And we did some research on the internet. We just did a search for those types of companies on Google. And after a bit of research, he came up with over 200 companies in that niche market. It's a remarkably large and competitive market, you know. So that is more than enough companies to make it a very viable niche market for him. So my rule of thumb is that if you can do a Google search and come up with 100 companies that very clearly could be potential good clients for your business, if you come up with at least 100 fairly quickly by doing a Google search, then that niche market is probably large enough for you. Because the reality is, especially on the B2B side of things, but also in some cases B2C, you really only need 4, 5, 6 decent clients to fill your schedule with all the work that you can handle, especially if those clients like your work and give you repeat business on a regular basis. Okay, so you don't need a whole lot of clients to be successful here. So if there's at least 100 companies, at least, that you can find quickly that are potential clients for your services, then that is a large enough niche market, because you can probably contact most of them and you can probably get at least a few interested in trying your services. Now, here's another question you should ask yourself. And we talked about this. We touched on this a bit earlier in the call. You know, take a look at your list of companies and ask yourself, or list of niche markets rather, and ask yourself, where do you have a head start? Do you have a head start in any of these niche markets? We talked to that gentleman, sorry I forgot your name, who's a lawyer. So he has a head start in the law firm market because he probably has contacts in the law firm market. He knows how a law firm practice works. He probably has a good idea how the business works. And he comes in with a lot of credibility. You know, lawyers would love dealing with other lawyers when it comes to their business development and marketing and getting clients. So he has a head start in that market, a huge head start. So if you got a head start in a particular niche market, then you should seriously consider that market. And your head start could be you may have portfolio samples related to that market already. You may have a background in the industry. Perhaps you grew up in that industry. Perhaps that's where your career started. You may have some knowledge of their products and services somehow and know their products and services well. I know a copywriter who became successful in the solar energy technology market. She didn't have any contacts and never worked in that industry before, but she was so passionate about the products. She knew the products and services really well, knew that industry really well. So she had a head start. It gave her a head start. If you have contacts in a particular niche market, if you know some people who could be potential clients, or you know some people in a particular niche market who could potentially refer you to a potential client, well, then that gives you a head start. So look at the different niche markets that you have and ask yourself, do I have a head start in any of these niche markets? Okay. Now, what I hear from some copywriters is they'll tell me something like this. They'll say, you know, I'm thinking of focusing on accounting firms, but I worked as a bookkeeper in an accounting firm for 15 years, and I'm sick of accounting firms. I don't even want to see the word accounting anymore. I want to do something completely different. That's why I want to get into copywriting, because I want to do something completely different. I understand that, but something you should keep in mind You may are you really sick of the accounting industry and do not want to do any work for it whatsoever? Or are you really just sick of your job as a bookkeeper in an accounting firm? Because if you're a copywriter offering services to accounting firms, that's a very different job and a very different experience. Even though that you were sick of your job in an accounting firm, you may love your job as a freelance copywriter writing for accounting firms. And you may be able to break into that industry much more quickly because you know accounting firms, you know accountants, you know their language, you know how they, what they worry about, you know what their clients want. You come in with a huge head start and a lot of credibility. So you might want to consider writing for accounting firms. Don't mistake hating the job you had in an industry with hating the industry. You probably actually don't hate the industry. Okay? So keep that in mind. But look at your list of niche markets and ask yourself, do I have a head start in any of these markets? Because if you do, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to focus in on that particular market. You're not forced to, but you'd be a fool not to at least seriously consider it. Now, besides who I talked to, is there anybody who has that kind of a head start in a particular industry or niche market? Do they have their background, their education, their contacts? Anybody in that situation where they're considering a niche market because they have that kind of head start? And have any questions about it, just let me know by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. I'd love to hear from you. Anybody in that situation?
Caller, please state your name.
Steve.
Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
Hey, all right, here's my situation. I bounced around and did a heck of a lot of things in my life. I spent 21 years in the military. I worked in the medical field. Never really specialized in any one thing. I was what they call a general duty hospital corpsman. And then I retired. I was a single parent, so I had to do what I had to survive to feed the family. So I was a truck driver. And I just recently got laid off from a major mortgage originator firm, but I did pick up some interest and some knowledge with that. It is kind of like my background is like a jack of all trades, master of none. And so I have a little bit of knowledge about a lot of things. And so how do I boil it down into, you know, some focus? Because when I've done this in the past where I focus on a niche, my focus is so broad. You know, because, like I say, I've been a generalist, a wide variety of things. You know, can you give me some feedback on how I can, like, you know, or some kind of pointers how people have done this in the past in similar situations, boil it down to something more specific?
Yeah, so you're a Renaissance man. That's what you're saying.
I wouldn't quite go that far. I'm just scrambling and doing what I had to do to survive.
Of course. Well, first of all, there are probably, you know, you could probably go through a list of potential niche markets and find with you 3, 4, or 5 where you have to some degree a head start. What comes to mind just from hearing from what you just said, you know, there's a lot of niche markets within the medical industry. For example, medical technology, medical devices is a huge market for copywriters. And because of your experience as a corpsman and in the medical industry, you have a lot of credibility there, right? So that gives you a bit of a head start. Also, the financial sector, financial services, you have a head start there. So I think your issue, I suspect your issue, is not how do I combine everything into one niche, because you can't. It's how do I choose, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you could probably make a list of 3, 4, or 5 niche markets where you have, to some degree, a head start in based on your background, your experience, and your contacts, okay, and your education and training. What you need to do is pick one that makes the most sense to you. So what I would do is just go through the process that I've given you so far on this call, and there's one more step I'm going to give you in just a moment. Try to narrow down your list to 3 or 4 niche markets that make sense for you. You know, see which niche markets where you have some contacts in. That can be very important, where you have a lot of credibility or a lot of knowledge of the type of products and services. And then when it comes at the end of this process, the toughest thing for you to do is to choose. But you need to choose. You need to choose where you're going to focus. Remember, a niche is a focus. That's all it is. And your focus may change. But you need to focus on a particular niche market to get your business started. Maybe it's medical device companies. Okay. Maybe that's your focus, or at least try that focus and see if anything happens, if you get some momentum and traction in that industry. But you're going to have to choose. So I don't know if I helped you there or just told you something you probably already know.
Well, there's no magic wand. I just have to make it happen myself.
Yeah, but don't try to do everything and be a jack of all trades. Focus in on one target market, one niche market, and just give it all you got and see what happens.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have a question before I move on to our last step?
Caller, please state your name.
Linda Roan.
Hi, Linda. Go ahead.
Hi. Steve, I have an extensive background, probably about 20 years in customer service. I'm looking to concentrate on the alternative health field
mm-hmm.
in terms of encouraging people to be more active in researching and determining their health methods or their medical methods. And I'm not sure how to combine those two things.
Well, you might not be able to combine them. Keep in mind that a copywriter is a marketer. So your job as a copywriter is to write marketing materials that helps a company or a practice or an organization bring in new business, right?
Okay.
So a company in the alternative health industry, when they call you, they're probably going to want you to write projects for their marketing campaigns, emails, websites, things that they need to help sell their products and services. So unless you specialize in a particular type of project, you're not going to necessarily be able to dictate exactly what you're going to write for them. They're going to want you to write marketing materials. Does that make sense, or is that confusion?
No, that does make sense.
Okay. So that's what you're writing. Now, if you have other writing interests, okay, outside of that, then you're free to pursue them. But keep in mind that as a copywriter, you're a marketing writer.
Okay.
That's what you're doing, and that's the value you're bringing to the table with a client. I can write your marketing materials, and boy, can I write them well.
Now,
that's what they're paying for.
Is there an opportunity there to I guess there would be an opportunity to make companies look better or to make doctors look better in terms of customer service?
Well, that's a different consulting practice. I think of copywriting as a consulting practice, and what you're doing is your deliverable is marketing copy that they can use to help sell their products and services.
Okay.
But, you may be onto something else that's a little outside of copywriting. Maybe you might be in a position to create a consulting program that helps medical practices develop create a better patient experience for patients. So patients like going to that practitioner and they want to come again and again and refer their friends, right?
Yeah.
You could have a consulting program for dentists, for example, that helps them improve their customer service. So when patients come in, they just have a great experience and they want to, keep all their future appointments and they want to refer all their friends. And therefore, the dentist builds his or her business as a result.
Okay.
That could be a consulting practice, which may involve some writing and scripting and coaching and other things. But that's a kind of a different business. Right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, but something you might want to consider.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. By the way, I what I explained to you, there are consultants that do that for dentists.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And they do very well, so it's a proven market.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else have a question before I move on to the last step?
No, sir. There are no more questions at this time.
Okay. So after you've done that, you brainstorm a long list of possible niche markets, and then you've whittled it down by determining which niche markets have the highest demand for copywriting services, and you eliminated those companies that, or those niche markets that where there's very little or no demand, and you took a look at which niche markets where you have a head start and which niche markets where the prospects are easy to reach because they come together as a community. Your final step is simply to look at the niche markets that are left. And this might help the caller before last, that the Renaissance man that had many different options available to him. And ask yourself this question: which niche market interests you the most? Which niche market interests you in terms of the type of projects that you'll likely write, the type of clients that you'll likely work in, the type of products and services you'll likely write about? Give you an example. I really like writing for consulting firms, business consulting firms, because I just love the idea of writing about services. And I love describing services. I think copywriting actually brings a service to life in a way that that needs to be done in order for a service to be sellable. I like working with consultants because they're smart people and they're good business people, and I just find they're great clients. I like the kind of projects I work with when I work with consulting companies. So it really interests me, consulting services. So I write for a lot of consulting firms. That interests me. So look at your niche market and ask yourself which one interests you. I think I mentioned earlier that one writer who had a passion for solar energy. She had such a passion for solar energy, she knew all the products and services. She even attended some of the trade shows for solar energy, not the consumer ones, but the ones for just the industry. She was that interested in it. And she read publications and things like that. So she decided to focus on solar energy technology as her target market, as her niche market. And she did very well because it interests her. And if a particular niche market interests you, then, and if you're passionate about it even, then that interest and that passion is going to carry you through what you need to do to build your business in that niche market, okay? Because it takes a lot of determination, a lot of hard work to build a copywriting business in any niche market. So if you're interested and you're passionate about a particular niche market, that's going to give you energy to see you through and to help you build a successful copywriting business in that market. Okay, so that's the last step. Which niche market interests you the most? Now, before I go, before we wrap up, and we're almost out of time here, I had one other question that came in by one, or actually I had two other questions that came in by email. I wanted to tackle them very quickly. One of them is from Dana, and she says, how do I compete in as a copywriter when it seems like that there are many B2B copywriters for all the niche markets? You know, there's a lot of niche markets out there, and there's a lot of copywriters out there. Well, first of all, that's not entirely true. There are a lot of niche markets for which there are no copywriters specializing in that particular niche market. I don't think there's any copywriter specializing in the shopper technology market. I really don't. I'd be surprised if there were. But even if there are other copywriters targeting the same niche market as you, first of all, that's good news because that proves that niche market is a viable market. There's enough business there for at least those copywriters who are targeting it. Also, keep in mind that you don't need that many clients. There's a lot of business to go around. And even in a narrowly defined niche market, you only need 3, 4, 5 good clients that like your writing and use you on a consistent basis to fill your business with all the work you can handle. Okay, so when you're looking at a niche market, even if there are competitors, ask yourself, is there 4 or 5 potential clients there for me? If there are, then go for it. So I wouldn't worry about competition, especially on the B2B side of things. There isn't a whole lot of competition in any market, really. And finally, one person asked about the fundraising market. They said, is fundraising, the nonprofit fundraising market, is that something I should be focusing in on? And he mentioned the museum funding industry as a potential niche market. something about working with nonprofits that you should know, especially nonprofit charities, is that typically the fees that you can charge a nonprofit charity for fundraising copywriting and other types of copywriting is about 30% less than what you'd be able to charge a for-profit company. Okay, that's just the way it is with charities. They're used to getting deals. They're used to getting low fees from professionals, even the larger charities. So you have to go at it realizing that, you know, you're probably going to be paid less. The work you may do is maybe very satisfying because you believe in the charity's cause, but you have to understand that the fees you make, you know, your income will be lower in that target market. And also, Rusty mentioned, Rusty's the person who sent me the email, mentioned that he's wondering about commissions for the nonprofit fundraising market. There are no commissions. You don't get paid commissions for nonprofit fundraising. In fact, that is, in some states, that's actually illegal. So that is how you find a niche market. I hope that helps you. And if I can leave you with one parting advice, a tip that I started with, don't get stuck on finding a niche. Don't get stuck here for very long. Really, all you're doing is trying to find a focus. Where am I going to focus my efforts to get clients? Choose a focus and then move forward. So, Charlotte, that's it. And
that was,
I hope it was helpful to everybody.
Oh, goodness, that was so good, Steve. You made a lot of really good points, and I love the questions that we got. I think you've really helped some people on the call today. That's
great.
Wonderful.
It was my pleasure.
Appreciate your time and your generosity in doing the call for us. So B2B Copywriter, that wraps us up for today. Again, Steve, thank you so much. We very much appreciate your time and expertise in this topic.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Charlotte. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now.